Rebbe is kasha against the Ramah. Let's see, what is he saying, the Ramah? In Sefer Tes and Yud, they're discussing Cholav Hanim to Bekeva, the three different opinions, but the Cholav Shebekeva, when is it considered Pirsha Biyama, when is it considered Oichel? So the Mechaber passed like the Rif and the Ramah. Even Solil is also considered Pirsha Biyama, because the enzymes work on it, enzymes begin to work on it, so it's already considered the Pirsha. And then the, so that's how the Mechaber passes. And then the Ramah paskins the Hachroa, the chilik between Solil and Korish. The Korish is Pirsh and Solil is Eichel. And then Lachatchila, the Shach says we should really be machme for the Rashbam and for that long tshuva in the Rashi by Rashi's grandson, Rabbeinu Shloimai, that even the Korish is also called Eichel. So what is the Ramah paskin in Sifyud, the second Ramah? Vimhemed boy Lachatchila, that's the first Ramah. Then Vimhemed boy, the Ramah paskins, if you had Cholov Solul sitting in the keva for 24 hours, so as Kavish Kemavushal gets a blia from the flesh of the stomach of the wall of the keva, so that becomes, it's not Derech Bishul, so it's not Bas B'chol there, right? It's Bas B'chol the Rabbana. Or even if it wasn't sitting for 24 hours, not Kavish Meisleis Amad Bayam Echad, but it was Niblach, they salted the milk together with the stomach, so, and it was so salty that it was Eina Nechel Machmas Molcha, very salty, so that's Balea in a few minutes, in 6 minutes, fine. So then the Ramah says that clearly gives a blia flesh into the milk, and the Ramah paskens even by the Yevet that the Tzolol asses that the Tzolol is considered Roy Lachila, it's not considered Pirsha. So he says Mhemet boy imhu hat Tzolol, if the Cholab should be Kevah Tzolol. And then you take this milk and you make cheese out of it. You throw it into a big vat full of milk and it's going to make cheese. So then everything will be osach sheheshishim b'cholav shehemid neged hakeva ho'asura. You have to have shishim keneged the whole amount of milk that you threw in. V'mhoyo shishim b'cholav hakol mutav. You have shishim is bottle b'shishim. So the shach is bothered with a kasha. But he made gvinus out of it over here. So if you make gvinus, it's Dovra Mamed. Dovra Mamed is a din afila be'elef le'bottle. That's later on. And see if you'd all have Dovra Mamed afila be'elef le'bottle. Where does the Gemara say Dovra Mamed afila be'elef le'bottle? There is no such Gemara. There's a Mishnah and Maseches Avodazar. That's the Shach and Lamed Hey. Mishnah Maseches Avodazar says that they prohibited eating gvinus akum. And then one Tana wasn't there, and he asked, what's the reason why they prohibited? They didn't want to tell him the reason. So then the Gemara has seven different reasons, different opinions in the Gemara. And the different shitas how you paskin. So one opinion is that the reason why the Yasid Gvina Sakam is because every so often they're Mamida Mosa Be'or Kevas Nevela. They'll take a piece of meat of the Ora Keva and they'll throw it into a big vat full of milk, such a big vat full of milk like the volume of this room, and they'll throw in a piece of Or HaKeva, and the Or HaKeva has the enzyme on it. The flesh of the keva doesn't really do the hamada. Baharaya, you can scoop out a spoonful of the Cholav HaKorosh, or the Cholav HaTzolol, and throw it into a vat of milk, and it'll also turn it into cheese. So you see, that's the enzyme that does the hamada. It's not the flesh. And if you'll take take, and if you'll take the cholav hakorish or the tzolol and throw it into the thing, then it is batal b'shishim. That's what the Ramah says. The only time it's not going to be batal b'shishim if you take the or kevas nevela, then it's going to be a problem. So what? Why? Because you say that the nevela is doing the hamada, but we know it's not true. The nevela isn't doing the hamada; it's the enzyme that does the hamada. And the Tanaim knew that it's the enzyme, it's not the flesh. So what's the problem with Zohar Kevin Mel? The enzyme obviously was developed in the animal. There's a din cholav behemet tmei zosa, like beitza saif tamei zosa. That's the pasuk basayana and chulan daf nun ches in the middle of perek ele trefus. We had the machlekes, taisus and the Rambam, whether you get malchus, taisus shita, you get malchus, the Rambam holds you don't get malchus or yetzim and osa. This is a din of yetzim and osa. So the enzyme that's produced by a if you would have an nevela, if you have a trefa, if you have a behemoth tmeya, a pig, and it produces enzymes, so just like the cholav of a behemoth tmeya is us, so the enzyme that's produced by the behemoth tmeya is also us. But what do you have over here? The enzyme that came from a nevela? While it's alive, it's not a nevela. After it dies, it doesn't produce any enzyme. Api pashtus. It doesn't produce any enzymes. So what's the concern over here? What do you mean? They're not mamid ba'or, the goyim. The reason why they prohibited the Mishnah Avodah Zarah, the reason why the Chachamim prohibited Gvina Sakam is because every so often Ma'amid Amosa Ba'or Kevas Nevela and Nevela is Aser. So there's a din that Dover HaMamid Afila Be'elef La'botel. Even though you have 1,000 times, you have Elef Alfi Alofim, you have way more than Shishim. You take in a piece, you take a piece of lining of the stomach, or Kevas Nevela, you throw it into the vat full of milk, such a big vat full of milk. You have Elef Alfi Alofim against it. Every Dover HaMamid is like that. You have Elef Alfi Alofim against it. Whenever you use an enzyme in food preparation, so the enzyme is a mashahu, and it does a trick on a big meichel that's way more than shishim. So that's the hapela. What kind of dovra mamin is that? The Tanoim knew that the thing that does the hamad is not the flesh of the nevela; it's the enzyme. The enzyme came out while the animal was alive. The haraya that the enzyme does it because the Ramah talks about being mamid. You don't have to have the flesh. You don't have to throw the piece of flesh in. You can scoop out some of the milk and throw it into the vat of milk, and it'll also convert it into the cheese. So how does it work? Because the milk has the enzyme in it.
The Bachan Bishoset told that the chalav and the vela is also in the minute of the Be'emadai. In the minute of the Be'emadai, the Jewish holds that in the minute that it depends on Michayim, produces it while
it's in the vela or not. The Bach and the Joseph, they hold that even though the minute the Behemah died, there's in the vela, it's how,
like you saw it, the Bach calls it like it's
a boss.
The Bach says
the... Well, so the Bach disagrees with this whole Ramah in Sif Yud. The Ramah distinguishes here. I took the milk, chol of tzolol or chol of karush? Chol of karush is Pirusha B'yam. Cholav Tzolol is Maichol. So if you mamid with Cholav Tzolol, it's going to Asa. If you mamid B'cholav Karush, it's not going to Asa. But the whole time, the only time it's going to Asa is going to be if the Cholav was Kovash with the flesh, and it has the Bliya from the flesh. The fact that the Cholav has enzymes from the Behemah in it, that doesn't pose a problem. If I won't wait 24 hours, if I let the chalav tzolol sit in the stomach for 24 hours, it'll be kavish kemvushel, there'll be a tam of the besar nevela will enter into the chalav, and then if I'll be mamid, then the Ramah holds that it'll last a bit of
yevet. That talks about nevela though? The pasuk was talking about the nevela, or it's a shchuta?
Meaning that can even be a shchuta. That's talking about a shchuta. And if you have an nevela, so what?
The Jisha says in the Besayisif, when the Torah talks about dam, about the Rambam brings in dam and nevela in the same to say that you not loike mishum basa v'chalav. Mishum basa dam v'chalav, mishum nevela v'chalav. So the Rambam says you not loike mishum basa v'chalav.
Mm-hmm.
So the Besayisif says, the Torah brings it down as if only dam you not loike mishum basa v'chalav. So the Besayisif says that he doesn't understand why it was mechalik. Also, both that you should mechayev. One, you're not like mishum basal chal mishum dam, and one you're not like mishum basal chal, but you're like mishum chal nevela. So the Drisha says in it, it doesn't make sense because the chal nevela only users when the behema when mechayim. So he's comparing it to base. Drisha says it's like a base. A base is nevela, it's muteres. So then the
base is nevela. We say is asura. The Rabbanon, Beitzes Nevela is Asura.
Right, but the Raisa, it's Mutter.
Yeah.
So he says, why should you be like it? Because the Malkis, why should you be like it? Mishum Chalavera. So the Bach says in it that it's not true. Because Beitzes Nevela, the reason why you're not like it, it's Kebeta Bechadra, it's like in the Khan. But the Chalav Nevela, when the Behemah dies, it's like Kimu Bizarre calls it. The Bach calls it like it's a Bosa.
Yeah, what does that mean? Cholav meis, chol meis. I didn't take it out from the udder of the cow until after the cow died. It's still in the udder, no?
Where? In the tzalu, in the karish?
No, in Sivov. When you, that Rambam that you're talking about. Chalav Meisa means I took out the milk from the dead animal. Shchuta Meisa Meila doesn't make a difference. I took out the milk after the animal. I took out the milk from the yadav after the animal died.
It's like an ever. It's like an ever. In the minute the behemah died, it's like an ever from the behemah. That's how you call it.
So it holds that there's an Isa Neveila on the Chalav Shebedad HaBehemah. Yeah, but in the belly of the behemah also he holds like that. Let's say the Vlad is Yoinek Cholov from another para. and you find milk in the stomach. The Bach is going to say that that's also Dina Kibos. I don't think so. The milk develops in the Guf HaBehemah, in the udders. So if you didn't milk the cow while it was alive, so there's room to say that when the animal dies and there's an Isa Nevela on all the flesh, so there's an Isa Nevela on the Cholov Shebedad also. Cholov Shebedchal. But not on the Cholov in the stomach. Not on the cholov in the stomach. So Luchari the Tanoim understood that the hamada is not done by the flesh, the hamada is done by the enzyme. The enzyme came out while the animal was alive. So what is the Gemara saying from Neshim Amina Mosa Be'or Kevas Nevela? So the pashtus is the Tanoim knew that the enzyme is separate from the flesh, but Kozman, that you didn't separate it. When you take the cholov shebekevo that has enzyme in it, and you scoop out a spoonful and you throw it into a big fat full of milk, so then I say I did the hamada with the enzyme. But if I'm going to take a piece of flesh, I'm going to take a piece of the lining of the stomach, and I'm going to throw it into a vat of milk, I know that the thing that does the hamada is the enzyme that's on the surface of the piece of flesh. But the Chachamim apparently treat it as if the enzyme with the piece of flesh are one and the same. Because that's where the enzyme is developed. It's not that it's not where enzyme is produced by gland or something. It's not that it's produced in a different part of the cow and it rolls into the stomach. It's produced over there in the stomach. The lining of the stomach produces the enzymes. So since the enzyme is there on the sitting there on the surface of the flesh, some amidamos of Urkavis Nevelis considered as if the flesh. As if the Or HaKeva did the Hamada. So the Gemara says that they asked Gvina Sakim. That's one of the reasons. The Gemara has different reasons. That's one of the reasons. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam, like the Rimagash, that there is a din of Dover Hamamid. So what did the Gemara say? It's also going to be Basa B'chola. So Taisus seems to hold that if you're mamid or kevas ksheira, it'll also become basa b'cholov, except that that'll only be the rabbanon, won't be basa b'cholov there, right? So you're not choshish for that. So the chacham are not going to make a gzera. But if you know for sure that somebody did a hamada b'or kevas ksheira, it will become basa b'cholov. That's one opinion. And the marshal is of the opinion, the shach and laman he quotes the marshal and he rejects it. Marshal wrote a sefer Yamshel Shleimer. So apparently in the days of the Shach, the Mashal lived 100 years before the Shach. So the Sefer of the Mashal was used as a Sefer Psak Halacha. So the Shach every so often has to give a comment. The Loka Mashal. He has to say, you shouldn't follow the Mashal, you should follow the sheet that I'm developing. So he says over here, the Loka Mashal, and Lamed Hey, if the Mashal holds, there is no such din. Taisus goes in one direction, that Hamad, Dover Hamamid, even from a Dover Hamutim, if you Mamid Cholob or Kevas Ksheira, it'll also be Basa B'Cholob. Hayos, it'll only be Basa B'Cholob de Rabbanon. So the Chachamim never felt compelled to Aser all Gvina Sakum because of that Chashash. That's a Sveka de Rabbanon Lekuli. You don't have to worry about that. The Mashal is in the opposite direction. There is Bechlal no such din of Dover Hamamid Loi Botel. Din Dover Hamachamid Loi Botel. But Dover HaMamid doesn't exist at all. The Gemara says, why did they ask the Gvina Sakim Neshim Amina Mosa B'or Kevis Nevela? So he says, no, that was a harchoke from the Nochrim, like they asked Bishalakim in Pasakim in Stam Yenam. They asked a lot of things in Shem Harchoke. So because Amina Mosa B'or Kevis Nevela, they made a harchoke in Shem Nevela. But it's not that there is such a din even with the Rabbanan. Not only is there no din Menatar, there's no din with the Rabbanan either of Dover HaMamid. And we don't accept neither the Marshal nor the Tosis. Tosis is very machmer on the Dover HaMamid. Even Ma'amid HaMosa B'or Kevis Ksheir, it'll also be Basa B'chol of the Rabbanon. According to the Mashal, there's never a din of Dover HaMamid. So we pass in the middle sheet that the Rambam and the Rimagash. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah quotes it, and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah repeats the same thing. The Shach quotes the Rambam. The Rambam distinguishes between Heter and Isura. That's Sif Yud Aleph. If you're mamid biorkevas kshera, so and you have shishim against the or, so it doesn't, the flesh doesn't give time into the milk, so there's no basa b'chalav. Even if there are banim, there's no basa b'chalav. But if you mamid biorkevas nevela, then there's a din that dabra mamid loy batal. And that's the big machloikis, whether Doma Mamad La Botel is a din derais, a din derabonis. So the Mogan Avram in Hilchas Pesach, it's not in Hilchas Chometz, it's in Hilchas Chometz over all of HaPesach. There's a tour writes that if Chometz, if you amamid some food with Chometz, there's a din about your Rabbi Motzen. There's a machloikis Hatanaim, is there a din of Chometz over all of HaPesach min HaTorah midirabonim? So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is the Chomesh Ola Pesach is an Issa Deraisa, has nothing to do with a penalty for having violated by Rabbi Motzei. The whole institution of Mechiras Chomesh doesn't exist. Chomesh that belongs to a non-Jew on Pesach becomes also Banoli Olam Vued. You can't go to the Goyish groceries in the neighborhood and buy Chomesh after Pesach. Nothing to do with Haramis. All Chomesh that exists in the world on Pesach becomes also Bachila Banoli Olam Vued. Period. Obviously, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda on this issue. We pass like Rabbi Shimon. The Chomet Shavala Pesach is mutam and atar. It's only awesome and the Rabbanu because of a penalty because he violated by your Rabbi Motzah. So the Gemara says, Ki konis Reb Shimon. When does Reb Shimon make a penalty? That's only when the Chomet is bien. Whenever the Chomet is Aide Taruvis, then he's not, then there's no knas. So there's a machlekes. And Hilchos Chomet Shavala Pesach, if you look in the Mishnah Brewer, they quote, says machlekes Rashi in the tour. What does it mean? Ki konis Reb Shimon. We pass like Reb Shimon here. The Chomet Shavala Pesach is only a knas from the Rabbanu. And that's the Gemara Msochim. So the knas only applies if the chametz is bien. If the chametz is zayidei tarubis, then it's mutter. What's the definition of tarubis? The Rashi says if you have roiv het and a miyodiser, zayidei tarubis, you don't need shishim. And the Torah says no, you need shishim. You need shishim. So what's the chiddush kikonas Reb Shimon bien zayidei tarubis? If you have chazan, it's bottle b'shishim. So it's mutter. So what do you need? So lechatchila v'choshish for the Torah that chametz she'oval about Pesach becomes aser. And then if it gets mixed in, you have to have shishim against it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a case of a hefsid merubah, we can go back to the main sheet. The Torah is a psachumra. The main sheet is really like Rashi. Whenever the chometz is not bien, whenever the chometz is ayidei tarubis means you have a roiv heter and a miyotiser. That's the Gemara Chof Tesem and Aleph. The Reb Shimon Shita, Shimon holds chometz shavah pesach is only a knas from the Rabbanon. He only makes the knas when the chometz is bien. When it's like data rubis, he does make the knas. Fine. So the tour writes, what if you had chometz in your possession over Pesach that you had a roiv, you had let's say you had shishim against it, a tarubis of chometz into non chometz, and you had shishim against it. So chametz kodem at Pesach is not b'mashu. The chumra, the chametz is b'mashu. It was only chametz bit Pesach. Chametz before Pesach is bottle b'shishim. So what if the chametz got mixed into the food? Happens to be a dover hamamid. Because of this chametz, that's why the thing is in a solid form. If not for the chametz ingredient, it would have been in a liquid form. So the Torah writes, if the chametz was mamid, the non chametz the gefood, and you had the food over Pesach. Then there's Bal Yeroyah, and then it's Chomet Shavu HaPesach, and it's also despite the fact that you have Shishim. The Torah is the one who holds you always need Shishim. Like is Rashi in the Torah holds you need Shishim. So here you had Shishim, but since it's Dover HaMamed, so Dover HaMamed like bottle, so you were in violation of Bal Yeroyah by Motzei, and it's Chomet Shavu HaPesach. So the Magan Avram asked the Kasha, wait a minute, but the whole din of Dover HaMamed, we assume is only Midir Rabbanon, and you only, the penalty of Chomet Shavu HaPesach is, if you violated Bal Yeroyah Deraisa, then we make a penalty of Chomet Shavu HaPesach. But if holding of Dover HaMamid like Batel is only with the Rabbanon, so you didn't violate Bal Yeroyah Deraisa. So how does the Torah know that there's a penalty with the Rabbanon? So that Magen Avram says, you see from the Torah, in Hilchas Chomet Shavu HaPesach, that Dover HaMamid like Batel is a din Deraisa. That's the Magen Avram. He doesn't say we should paskin like the Torah. He says it would appear that seems to be the Torah's opinion. So there's a long Darkei Tshuva here at the end of Simen Pei Zayin, where the Darkei Tshuva discusses this issue of Dover HaMamid. Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins Dover HaMamid is loy batel, not like the Mashal quoted by the Shach and Laman Hay, who denies the whole thing. The Mashal says that the only time there's a din of Dover HaMamid, that's the reason, that's the motivation why the Chachamim introduced Anisa de Rabbanan Agvinas Akum. They wanted to make our chokes from the Nochim, so they wanted to make our chokes from Nevela, So, but they never formulated a din adavar mamid lebatal. That's the shitas mashal. So we don't follow that opinion. We hold that there is a din of davar mamid. So that's but the long arichas here in the darkei tshuva. So he says rov haposkim have not accepted that magen avram. They say they don't even believe that the Torah said it. That the Torah meant to say that davar mamid lebatal is a din deraisa. Usually it's totally zebizeh. Chomach olah pesach is only osa midirabbanon. The penalty, if you violated bayiro deraisa, if you didn't violate bayiro deraisa, then there's no penalty of chomach olah pesach. That's usually the klal. And over here they say they're not convinced that the Torah meant to say that it's a din deraisa. I feel in tim seloima that the Torah did mean to say. So we don't accept that opinion. We hold that davar mamid lebatal is clearly only a din midirabbanon. So Meila, whenever there's a sofik, whether something is treated like a davar mamid or not, so you say sofik derabbanon lekuli. You're not mechuyev to go out of your way to be machmer over here. I think we mentioned a little bit earlier when we were learning the first time. There is a deal, and let's say you have a trefa emulsifier. Emulsifier is when you have the chocolate milk. So you mix in the cocoa with the milk, so if you stir it, if you let it sit for 2 minutes, everything is going to separate again. So you have to keep on stirring it. So that's why now, when they make chocolate milk, so they put it in an emulsifier. Emulsifier accomplishes that it remains in this state of mixture. So the shaila is, what if you have a non-kosher emulsifier? Let's say you have oil with water. So the oil, if you leave it for a few minutes, the oil is going to float to the top. It's going to separate. So you don't want it to separate. So they always put it in an emulsifier in such a product. So what if the emulsifier is non-kosher? Often the emulsifier will be non-kosher. Is that considered davar mamid? It's not like davar mamid, like by cheese. It doesn't take a liquidy milk and convert it into a solid like a cheese. It's not that kind of a davar mamid. But the question is, why is davar mamid loy batal? So we assume davar mamid loy batal because it's considered as if it's nikar ha'isa, as if it's still nikar. V'haraya, I see that the trefus is there, v'haraya, that the milk was converted into cheese. It started off as milk and now it's cheese. Obviously there's a davar mamid over there. So here also, if the emulsifier did its trick and the thing doesn't separate again, so I see that the emulsifier is still there. So maybe that's also considered davar mamid. So that's a diyun in the poskim. That's a din and achrem. So I think I've seen Pesach Frank wants to say maybe she'd even ask a bit of Yevin, maybe emulsifier should be considered a davar mamid, and maybe if you have, sometimes you put in a treif ingredient that it should, the product should have a longer shelf life, that it shouldn't get stale so fast. So usually I have a loaf of bread, I know after a week it's hard like a rock, it's stale, and over here something happened and it's not stale. So obviously I must have put in some ingredient to cause it not to retard the spoilage, that it shouldn't get stale, shouldn't spoil so fast. So some achronim want to say that whenever you put something in to extend the shelf life, that's also called davar mamid. But this is shaila. So the pashtus is that whenever there's a sofik and a davar mamid, we make up. We hold that davar mamid is only with the rabbanon, and it doesn't dasa. So getting back over here, Nochemol, getting back over here. So we pass them that there is a din of davar mamid. We hold davar mamid like batel is only with the rabbanon. So here, the shach, and how do we paskin? We don't accept Taisu Shita, the davar mamid even applies by a heter. Taisu Shita is if mamidim cholov ba'or kevas ksheira, that'll also be basa b'cholov the rabbanon. It won't be basa b'cholov the raisa, there was no bishul, but it'll be basa b'cholov the rabbanon. So we don't accept that opinion. We in Sifyut Aleph, we paskin, the mechaber paskin is like the Rambam based on the Rimagash, that if you're the whole Chumrah of Mamed is only with the Rabbanon. They only introduced the Chumrah of Mamed by Yisurah. By Heteret, they never introduced it. If you're talking about Basa B'chol of the Rabbanon anyway, it's not Basa B'chol of the Rises. You're going to say Mamed is a Chumrah with the Rabbanon. They treat it as if the flesh is Bien and you're eating flesh and milchiks together. Not Mukhayev to be Machman so much. That's how the Rimagash understood the Gemara, and that's how we Paskin. Achilik B'zeh, that's the Shach and Laman Hay. Achilik B'zeh Kosva Paskin, that if you're Mamed B'Heteret, they were never goyzer, they never introduced the Chumrah of davar mamid. If you're mamid with or kevis nevela, then it is. So here the Shach doesn't understand. And see if you would in the Ramah, if you would be mamid b'or kevas k'sheira, if you would be mamid b'or kevas k'sheira, so we pass on like the Ramam and the Rimagash, that they never introduced the Chumrah of the Rabbanon. But here, you have cholav shebekeva cholav tzolo, sitting kovish kemevushal with the keva, with the ora keva. So the ora keva is nice and tam, kovish kemevushal, it's nice and tam. So the whole cholav shebi keva just became basa b'cholav in Isura. True, it's only basa b'cholav, the rabbanon, there was no bishul, but our kol panim is basa b'cholav. So now I take this cholav shebikeva and I take a spoonful and I throw it into this big vat full of milk, so big, and it accomplishes that the whole cholav and the whole room and the whole big vat turns into cheese. So the thing that did the hamada was bas b'cholav. It was bas b'cholav derabbanan, because the cholav shetzalul shebikeva was sitting for 24 hours together with the ora kevos, the kavish kemevushal. Or if I salted it, so in 6 minutes it was sitting there. I salted it in a nechamach and smalchai, and it sat there for 6 minutes, and it did its job. So there was a blia of the the flesh of the lining of the keva into the cholav atzolol shebetocha keva. So that became basa b'cholav derabbanan. Nu basa b'cholav derabbanan is an iser. So did a hamada. So how can the Ramos say it's botel b'shishim? If he took the cholav atzolol shebekeva that was sitting 24 hours, or that was maliach kirasech with the line, with the flesh of the keva. Also called gvina said sheheisham shishim, and if you have shishim, in moyesham shishim, akol mut, everything is mut. So that's what the shachrek takasha. How can it be? What happened to the din we paskin in sif yud aleph that there is a din of mamet? Not like the mashal who denies mamet. We paskin there is a din of mamet. The dover mamet is like bottle. No, so here if it's an iser, so here it is an iser. Here it is an iser. That's his kasha. So in parenth, he gives two terutz. He gives one answer, then he gives in parentheses a second answer. So the second answer we do understand. The first answer, you got to break your head. The second answer, he says, that the only time you say chaticha nas nevela, that het nepach lios iser, that you have an iser, is if you have basa b'cholav deraisa, if you cook the flesh and the milk together. But over here, you didn't cook it. It's just maliach kereseach, I salted it and it's sitting there for 6 minutes with the orakevo, or it's soaking, the cholav shebekevo is soaking in the orakevo for 24 hours. So it's kavish gemilushal malich kereser. It's only basa b'cholav derabbanan. So basa b'cholav derabbanan is not called basa b'cholav. It's like eating fleshiks and milchiks at the same time. You're not allowed to eat it because you're eating fleshiks and milchiks. There's a tam basar in the cholav. You're not allowed to have fleshiks and milchiks together. But there is no isur over here. Even with the rabbanan, it's not a cheftz of isa. That's the second answer that he gives in parentheses. The Rama holds over here. So Rabbi Kivega says, what did he say, Bekitzer? Rabbi Kivega writes, in two words, what did the Shach answer in parenthesis? You don't say Chanan by Basa B'cholav, the Rabbanan. By Basa B'cholav, the Rabbanan. They never declared that mid the Rabbanan it's Basa B'cholav. No, it's not Basa B'cholav, the Raisa. By Kovish and Malich, it's not Basa B'cholav deraisa, it's not even Basa B'cholav midirabbanan. It's Basa V'cholav, you're eating fleshiks and milchiks at the same time, that's what's Sosa. But the Cheft itself, the Basa is Mutah and the Cholav is Mutah. They never declare, okay. So Rabbi Kivega gives him Marmakaimus. Is he right or is he wrong?
According to that answer, does that mean that the Rama is holding that you need shishim against the basar that's inside the challah from the keva,
okay,
not against the mixture from the keva?
Right, but you don't know how much
basar, really
basar was nivla, so you have to be mishayer keneged the maximum that it could possibly be. All you need is keneged the basar, not really keneged. That's the second answer that the Shach gives. Okay, that we can understand. We had some marmakamis. We came across that earlier. There, Rabbi Kivegas and Tazen by basar b'challah d'rabbanan, they say chanan. The different kinds of basa b'cholav derabbanan. The Bach before was talking about a basa b'cholav derabbanan where you did cook it, but you cook behema tameya with milk, or you cook behema toira with cholav behema tameya. So that's a different kind of basa b'cholav derabbanan. Here it's a basa b'cholav derabbanan because there is no bishul, so one can distinguish in one direction or the other. You can, and there are those who do distinguish between the two. But it's related. That's related to that Bach that we had before, where they say Chanan by Basa B'cholav d'Rabbanan. That is correct. There's one brand of a d'Rabbanan. Here it's a different brand of a Basa B'cholav d'Rabbanan. So the second answer that the Shach gives in parentheses, that I understand. The first answer I don't understand. What does it say? V'yeshloimar, a long line before the parentheses begins. This in the Shach's Sukkot Lamed. Yeshleima, the answer is on the Ramah. The Dafke Dover Hamamish Oasa Machmasatzma Meatzma Mamish Kegon Nevela Aminan delay batel, the din of davar mamid delay batel, as long as the thing is really awesome, machmas atzma, mashena ken hocha, shena mamid awesome, me atzma, le mishum taru viz basa b'chola, v'lakach, batel shapir. What did he answer? But it's basa b'cholov. It is asa. But it has to be asa metchilas b'yosai. Why? It's not a beria. Beria, as I'm trying to say, it's only a din of beria if it's asa metchilas b'yos. Why shouldn't it be? Very unclear. What's the first answer of the shach? I'm not sure. I have a suggestion. Not such a gewaldig suggestion. I have a suggestion. We discussed the Shach in Kuf Hei. I remember 1 year when Rav Soloveitchik gave Shir on Yeridei. I heard Yeridei 3 times from Rav Soloveitchik. So I remember one of the 3 times when he gave the first Shir on Basa B'cholov, he started with this Shach. This was the first Shir. The Shach Simen Kuf Hei, Siv Zayin, Siv Kot Niud Zayin, by Efshel HaFrido. Whether you say Chaticha Nas Nevela, Efshel Sochto Azasar, means if I have a piece of meat that has so much milk in it that it's nice and tam, when you eat the meat that has the flavor of milk in it, and then this piece of meat falls into a big pot full of flesh, and I have shishim against the milk shabo, so now you don't taste the milk in any of the pieces, but you don't have shishim against the whole chaticha of the basa b'cholim. So that's the original machlekes hatanoim in the Gemara, where the epshel esochta osa, epshel esochta musa. I had a piece of flesh that became basa b'cholov because I cooked it with milk, and the milk was nice and tam. Now, I've diluted the flavor of the milk by taking this piece of meat with the tam acholov shabo and cooking in a pot full of soup, a pot full of more meat, and now the milk is ain't nice and tam anywhere. So I succeeded in being mevatel the tam. I was mevatel one component, namely the milk, but I wasn't mevatel the basa. So if I was mevatel one without being mevatel the other one, that's the machloikis, where the efshel esochta osa, efshel esochta muta, and we pasken efshel esochta osa. And that's what the Ravid was unhappy even on that. The Ravid thought that you should only pasken efshel esochta osa, that's what we call chaticha atzmenas nevela. Efshel esochta osa, Gemara uses the two expressions interchangeably. The Ravid thinks that's only a halache, only nitan layom, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then min mimina b'mashu. But once you reject min mimina b'mashu, the whole din of efshel esochta doesn't apply. And no one understands what the Rabbi is talking. Why did he think that it's Toli Zebzef? In that Gemara, on Daf Kuf Ches on the days, one happens to lead into the other. And that's set up over there. But you can have other cases that it doesn't have to lead into Mim B'Midah B'Mashu. So we don't accept our Rabbi. We pass there is a din after the Sochta Os. We pass Chaticha Nas Nevela, but Basim B'Cholav is a din there. So the original case of Chaticha Atzma Nas Nevela after the Sochta Os means I succeed in being Mevatel one of the two components. I was mevatel the cholov, but I'm not mevatel the basa. Here, the basa is still here. It's a piece of flesh. A meatball, a piece of flesh. So the piece of flesh originally became basa b'cholov, and now the flesh is nice and tam in the whole pot. I don't have shishim kineged the flesh. I don't have shishim kineged the amount of milk that became nivla they bishul into the flesh. But what if it would be a case of efshel hafrido? What if I mamish not that I was mevatel one component and not mevatel the other one? What if I chemically, I separated the two from each other, and the basa no longer has any tam cholov at all. So that's the long shach of Kot Nizan. He says that that's a machlekes harishonim and a machlekes haposkim al tepaskim. That was what's an afkamina halacha lemaisa. So we said if you have tzli, so if you have two pieces, one next to the other tzli, and one is nevela, one is kshera, so the tzli ases kidei, we are machmer the tzli ases kidei netila. Kedei netila is slightly more than kedei klipa. Kedei klipa means you have to cut off, you shouldn't just scrape off the edge. You have to cut off so much of the kosher piece of meat that the whole thin slice of meat will hold together as one piece. That's called kedei klipa. The klipa will hold by itself. Kedei netila is twice as much, a little more than kedei klipa. So Tosfos goes back and forth. Tosfos is with the Rosh to go back and forth. Whenever you have tzli, does it ask only kedei klipa? Does it ask even kedei netila? So we follow the compromise of the Rosh, that by tzli it asks kedei netila, the larger shear, and if it's only maliach ki roseach, but it's not roseach mamish, it's only a chof hadimyon. So maliach, if you have a nevela piece with a kosher piece or a non-kosher fish, and a kosher fish and everything is salted, so the maliach only is mavliach kedei klipa, not kedei netila. We pass in a compromise. Maliach only asks kedei klipa, and tzli asks kedei netila. So this din that tzli asks kedei netila, that's in Simakufei, Sif Siv Zayin in the Mechaber, that din only applies if the Iser is an Iser Machmas Atzma. It's a non-kosher piece of fish, a piece of nevela, a piece of pork. So then, Erasa Zayidei Tzli, Erasa Zayidei Melicha, Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netila. What if the piece of meat or fish that's treif is only treif because it has a bli of an Iser? And I rinsed it off on the surface, and there is no longer any bien of the treifus on the surface. Only there's a bli of the tam of the Issa Balua into the kosher piece, and I broiled the two one next to the other. So that was the klal that Tosis was machriach im balua yotze mechaticha lachaticha b'loi reitav. How they prove it? Because they asked the kasher, what do you mean that the treifa piece of meat that's broiled next to the kosher piece and be only asked k'dei netila? No, so chaticha atzman as nevela b'shar yisum. So this becomes treif. So this is going to give a bliya k'dei netila to the next k'dei netila. Then you say chanan chaticha atzman as nevela. So that k'dei netila is going to give a tamet to the next k'dei netila. So if you leave it long enough, it'll go, it'll ask the whole chaticha. So that was the kasha. So Tosis quoted Reb Lezer and it came up with a funny answer that you don't say chaticha atzman as nevela b'chatzi chaticha, only on a whole chaticha. And Tosis says ein lo zeh tam. It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Well, chaticha nas nevela has to be a chaticha. Chal Hashem chaticha. Well, why does it have to be called a chaticha? Chatz chaticha is also. So Tosis rejects it. So what was the answer? So Tosis has the long answer. Ein anes yachal lesa b'makom she'ein yis yachal lahalach l'shon. What does it mean? The bliya is not going to go. The trefa bliya that went from the trefa piece of fish, trefa piece of nevela or pork, whatever, into the first k'den tila. So it's not going to go past that. The trefa bliya is only going to go k'dei klipa, k'dei tila, and it's going to stop. Then this k'dei netila, I say chaticha nas nevela, fine. But chaticha nas nevela b'sharisum is not the same as chaticha nas nevela b'basa b'chola. The basa b'chalav means het and nepach liyosisa. By shari surim is just a din. You have to measure shishim keneged the whole carrier of the isa. But the carrier of the isa doesn't convert to become isa. The het remains het. So true, the first kedei netila will give a tam into the next kedei netila. But that's already efshal hafrido. Efshal hafrido b'shari surim. Everybody holds as muta. Efshal hafrido by nevela. In fact, that was the gemara we had by trei galalei de milcha. The gemara said used to broil. He used to broil the meat, and they didn't salt it in advance. We always salt all the meat in advance, so all the dam is already removed. In the days of the Gemara, until recently also, a lot of people would do that. They would buy meat that was not salted, and then they would broil it on a broiler, just like you have livers. The livers are not salted, and you broil it, and when you broil it, so the dam comes out. So if you take a piece of meat, and you're broiling it, so the dam falls out. So all the dam is trafe, fine. But the schmaltz is also going to fall out. And years ago, they considered schmaltz as something very healthy. So you have the schmaltz mixed in together with the dam. So you want to retrieve the schmaltz and you want to throw out the dam. So how can you eat the schmaltz? But it's cooked together, mamash. It was cooked together with the dam. You have it broiling on the top of the broiler, and it's a kli menukov. You have to have nikovim so the dam won't collect over there. So the dam falls down to the bottom pan. The bottom pan is everything is on top of the fire over there. You have a fire on top, fire on the bottom, whatever. So the dam is cooking together with the schmaltz. So the Gemara says there's a chemical way to separate the dam from the schmaltz. You have to throw in trei galalei de milcha, two big fat chunks of coarse salt, and this will succeed in separating all of the dam from the schmaltz, and the schmaltz will be mutter, and the dam will be yosa. So you see in Shari Surim, even though you say chaticha atzma nasis nevela, if you have epshel afrido, for sure it's mutter. There's no room for any machlekes over there. That's the Gemara trei galalei de milcha. And Taisa says on the Gemara, you remove all of the Yisr, so it's Chayzer Lehater is no problem. But the Shad is on Basim B'chalav, where you say, Chatecha Nasvele Deraisa, that Het and Epach Lios Yisr, the Chalav and the Basim became Treif. Now you separate it. So do you say, Ein Treif Chazeres Lechshera? Once it became Basim B'chalav, it can't be undone. Or do you say, no, Efshel Lafid is even Mutah on Basim B'chalav. So those were the 2 days in the Shach, and Sivman's Kuf Hei, and Sivkotten Yud Zayin. That was the long Shach. So I was thinking maybe over here. What's the story over here? What really does the Hamada over here? The Chol of Shebekeva doesn't do the Hamada. The enzyme does the Hamada. The enzyme is really separate from the Or also, but we can, since the enzyme is sitting there on the Or, so we consider it as if the Or is doing the Hamada, as if the enzyme and the Or are one and the same unit. Because the perception is that it's the same. So we treat it as if it's the same thing. So the thing that's doing the hamada later, when I take this cholav hatzolol that was sitting in the cave for 24 hours, or the cholav hatzolol that I did melicha on it, and it was baleya, the fleshig blia, in 6 minutes, if I'm going to take that cholav and I'm going to throw it into a big vat full of milk, the thing that's going to do the hamada is really not going to be the milk. It's going to be the blia from the flesh that came in. The enzyme shall heter that came in while the animal was still alive. So that's not a problem. The enzyme that comes from a behemoth Torah is kosher. A yotzim and a Torah is Torah. The only problem is that there's enzyme sitting on the surface of the or, and we consider it as if the tam of the basa that goes into the cholav, we consider it as if the enzyme and the basa are one and the same. We consider it as if now there's a tam of the basa in the or, and that basa is going to be mamed the rest of the milk. So I thought maybe there were two ways to understand the din of davar mamed loy batal. The way we paskin halacha, we paskin there is a din of davar. The marshal denies the whole institution of davar mamed. He says it doesn't exist. And the Shach is not happy. He says, "Ain't dvar mechurachim." He says, "We shouldn't accept that mashal. We accept the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam who follows the Rimagash over here in Sifud Aleph. That Dovra Mamed of an Isser is us. We don't go so far like the Magen Avraham based on the tour. They say that Dovra Mamed is the Raisa. But behold, the Dark Yeshuva has a long Arichas Yisera here. That Dovra Mamed is the Rabbanon. Fine. So that what's the Biur Hadin? What's the Geder Hadin of Dovra Mamed? So the Dark Yeshuva has a long discussion over here." So he has two ways to explain it. So the simple way is the way we were explaining before, that whenever something is bottled b'shishim, it's ein enos and tam. When you have an isa falls into heter, and you have 51% is heter, and less than 51% is isa. So it should really have been bottled b'roiv. I should really have applied the pasuk, acharab lahatas, that the isa is bottled b'roiv. But you have a din, a tam kiker, and we pass on that tam kiker as a din deraisa, so that prevents, so it doesn't become batel b'roiv. So what's the geder hadin? So the pashtus is that is considered like nikar ha'isa. Let's say you have a little bit of potato salad, kosher potato salad, and have pieces of trefa salami mixed in the potato salad. More than 51% of the whole salad is potato salad. And less than 51%, 1%, you have shishim against it. 1% of everything is the trefa salami. But the salami has one color, and the potato salad is a different color. It's a totally different thing. That's not called a taruvus. I can pick everything out. So whenever it's a nikar ha'iser, it's not called a taruvus. It's a poshet, it's not bottle. So what if you have the iser, the iser fell into the heter, and the heter is overwhelming majority, way more than 51%. The Issa is less than 50%. So it should have been bottled b'roiv. The dinah acharam lahatas. But when I'll eat the whole mixture, it's nice and tam. So that's the halach of tam kikar. So tam kikar, we assume, is considered nikar ha'isir. Even though it's not nikar, I can't see it. It's not like the pieces of salami in the middle of a vegetable salad or something that is mamish nikar. That's the halach. The tam kikar is considered as if it's nikar ha'isir. Fine, so nikar ha'isir, you're not allowed to eat. So is it the same pshat over here that Dovr HaMamed is considered Nikar HaYisr? If the thing accomplished the Hamada, some of the Rabbanim and Atar, it's not Nikar HaYisr, it is Botel. And with the Rabbanim, we consider it as if that's also called the Nikar HaYisr. We had there other Tanaim and other Rishonim who pass on Tam Kika Lavder, I said, they hold even if it's nice and Tam, it's not called Nikar HaYisr. Nikar HaYisr is only Mamish if it's Bien, if you can pick the pieces out, you can separate between the two. So if it's Nesina's Tam, so we paskin Tam Kikar is there, I say. That's also called Nikar HaYisr. And here, Davar HaMamed Loy Batel, we assume is only Midi Rabbanon. We assume it's not there, I say. Let's say the Issa fell into the Heter and it changes the color. An Issa fell into Heter and the Heter originally was one color, and because the Issa fell in, even though it's less than Roiv, you can't taste the difference in flavor. But you can see it has a different color to the whole thing. So that's a big dispute later in Shulchan Aruch, whether Chazusa Milsehi or Chazusa La Milsehi. If I have something that changed the color of something else, is it considered as if it's Bien, as if the thing which can be identified, I see that it's there. That's a Simikuv base. There's a machlokes about that. There's a big machlekes harishanim about that. So the Mechaber and the Ramah both over here in Hilchas Yontif also, in Arachaim Hilchas Yontif, they hold that because it changed the color, that's not called Nikar Huisa. It's only called Nikar Huisa if you can taste it, or mamish, you can see it, you can tell this is salami and this is a vegetable. But just because it changes the color, that doesn't matter. The Prichodosh disagrees and he says, what are you talking about? Stuff mamish nikar ha'isr. It can't be bottle. How can you say that it's bottle? It's nikar. It's obvious that it's there. And the generally accepted opinion is the compromise shita between the Mechaber and Ramo who say chazusa lab milsahi, and the Prichodosh says it changed the color. It is. So the generally accepted opinion and the later poskin looked in the darkei tshuva kubei says like the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says that if you look in the end of Baba Kama, of all places, should have been a chulin. In the sugyas of Kashrus, the end of Baba Kama, the Gemara has a discussion and ibayi d'leif shita whether chazusa milsehi or chazusa lab milsehi, whether affecting a change in the color. Gemara has a shaila. I wear a jacket. So before they dyed it, I assume the jacket is probably wool. I don't know. Whatever material it wasn't brown. I'm not sure what color it is. I think it's brown. It wasn't brown, didn't have a blue stripe. It was some other color. Whitish, dirty, whatever. And then they put in dye. So I walk around with this. I'm happy that it has a dye. If it would have been a jacket without the dye in it, it would have looked chaloshes. It would have looked awful. So what if the dye that they used is from Orla? If they took the pigment of a fruit that grows on a tree in the first 3 years. So Orla, the Gemara comments on the pasuk of Baraltam Alosai. How does the pasuk say? Baraltam Espirio. It says three times Arelim Yolachem. How does it say the pasuk? It says three times the word Arelim. Lo Yeyachel. I don't remember the pasuk, but it says three times the word Aralta Alosai Espirio Arelim. It says three times. The Gemara says that the orla is shaloy tzababo. Not only is it asa b'anoy, you're not allowed to use the liquid from the peris of the orla to eat it or to mix it into food or to get anoy from it. If they dyed a garment, shaloy tzababo, if they dyed a garment with that color, a sweater, a jacket or whatever, and you wear the jacket, you're considered getting anoy from the orla. So the Gemara is not sure. Is that a special din that only applies to Orla because they have the Xeris HaKosov? Or no, that's a binyanah. From Orla they learned to call a tarakula that chazusa milsehi. If you use something to dye something else, it's considered as if it's bien. So the Gemara has a shaila, a funny shaila. A monkey came. The Gemara has abstract things. This is right in the beginning of Ksubas. The Gemara has abstract cases that will never come up in a million years, but the Gemara discusses it just in order to be mevar what the abstract halacha is. Taisa gives a mushal to prove that the Gemara has abstract cases that will never come up in a million years, because the Gemara in Pcharis, where the Gemara talks about a cow is pregnant and they took out the fetus, they took out the embryo, and they put it inside the rechem of another cow. So Taisa laughs and says, not going to happen in a million years. But the Gemara talks about it just in abstract. And now they do it maisa mechayam, they do it all the time. Every single case that comes up, if you look hard enough, you'll find that Beferish Gemara that the Gemara talks about. So anyway, but sometimes the Gemara does have things that will never come up in a million years, and the Gemara discusses an abstract, funny case to be mevar what's the... The Gemara has a shaila. A monkey takes my bucket of paint, and he paints your wall. And the wall looks much better now that you needed a painting. And you were prepared to pay a painter a couple of $1,000 to paint your house. So the monkey came. So the monkey is not sending you a bill, so there's no discussion whether you have to pay the monkey. The only shaila is, I don't have my paint. So you say I'm innocent. You didn't steal the paint. If you would have stolen the bucket of paint, so you're a ganav, so the ganav has to give it back. He doesn't give it back. He used it already, so he has to pay the value of the paint. But the monkey, I can't be taver, the monkey stole the paint. But the shaila is, but the paint is there in the wall. You're getting hanor from it. So it should be mamayni gabach. There's an inyan of mishtar shilei. If you have my bien and you're getting hanor from it, so it's considered as if, let's say you had $10 in your pocket and a monkey takes a dollar from my pocket and he puts it in your pocket. So even though you didn't do it, but mamayni gabach, you got to give me back my dollar. It's like hashavas aved. See, here also. If I should consider the dyeing on the walls that the monkey painted the walls as if it's chazusa milsehi, as if it's bien, So there's a taina mamoni gabach, and you have to pay the owner, the original owner of the paint, for the fact that mamoni gabach, your property now went up in value because of the fact that the monkey stole your paint and he put it on the house. So was blight talocha lamaisa, where the dye, a color, dye is absorbed in the thing, and the painting is on the surface. The Gemara does not distinguish between dyeing that gets absorbed and painting that is on the surface. So the Gemara says, what's the bottom line in that sugya? Do you say chazusa milsehi means that changing up the color is considered as if the color is bien? Or you say, no, it's batalag of the jacket, it's batalag of the building, and it's not considered bien. So it's an ibayd leif shita in the Gemara. So the Chassam Sofer says, how do you deal with an ibayd leif shita? So he says, if it's a din deraisi go luchumra, like a teku deraisi go luchumra, teku derabonani go lekula. So he says, in the end of the first parak in Gittin has different opinions. Some opinions hold that teku, even a teku on a din derabonani, you have to go luchumra. So we really don't accept that opinion. We paskin, teku deraisi luchumra, teku derabonani lekula. It's treated like a regular teku derabonani lekula. So the Chassam Sofer is the main shita that the Darki Tshuva quotes. And this machlok is in Simikul Beis if Aleph, that the Mechaber and the Ramah, both there in Yeridei as well as in Orach Chaim and Hilchus Yontif, they're talking about Beitzush and Olda B'Yontif, and then Libnum Bob Michael. They took this, by mistake, they took this egg, they took either the yolk of the egg and they mixed it into a Michael, and now it changed color, it all turned yellow. Or they took the white of the egg and they mixed it into a Michael, and now the whole Michael turned white. So it changed the color of the Michael. So Beitzush and all the beyond of the whole Meduba is only a din de Rabbanon. So there we would paskin Lakula, that Chazusa la Milsi. But if it would be an Issa deraisa that fell in and it changed the color, so then the Chassam Sofer is noted to say that that's an Ibayd Lev Shita and Teko deraisa would be Lechumer. So these are shilas. How far do you go to declare that something is considered Nikar Ha'isa? The real Nikar Ha'isa is if you have slices of salami in a vegetable salad. So of course you can tell what's what. That's not by definition. It's not called a taruvis. Taruvis means you have a rov hatamir tisa and the isa is ain't a Nikar. If it's Nikar, it's Nikar. By definition, it's not called a taruvis. Shilas, let's say you have a lot of bugs got mixed into a Michael. And it's very hard to separate them. It's extremely difficult to separate the bugs from the Michael. You can see it. You can see the bugs are there. So the Orach HaShulchan wants to say that maybe that's called the Taruvus. Even though you can see. So he wants to say in Hilchas Taloim, he wants to defend the practice in some places in Europe. They used to eat macholim that had bugs in them. They sometimes ate food. So all the Paschim say it's not right. So he wants to be Malamitz Chus. So he says, maybe since it's so difficult to remove the bugs from the Michael, maybe that's called a Taruvi, even though it is Nika. Generally not accepted. Difficult. But if it's Nika Ha'isa, if you look at it, you look at the vegetable, you can see here's a bug and here's a bug. What do you mean? It's very difficult to remove the bugs. But bottom line, you can see the bugs over there. So that's Nika Ha'isa. Nika Ha'isa is, by definition, is no Taruvis and it can't be bottled at all. And then you have cases where it's not absolutely nicker. It's not like the salami and the vegetable salad. It's nice and tam. So tam kika is a machlekes sari shayin. Whether it's deraisa or derabbanan, we pass on tam kika deraisa. That's called nicker isa menater. Then we say chazusa is a din. Whether chazusa milsi, chazusa vishinu ishinu mara. Whether chazusa milsi here or not milsi here. So the mechaber and the Rama hold nothing. It's not a problem. It's not nicker isa. And the pre-chavish holds fakir that it is a problem. It can't be mekel at all. And the minig oilam, the minig of the later poskim, is to follow the compromise of the Chassam Sefer that it depends whether it's a derais or derabonim.
It's nikar issa, you just don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
So why is it that it's not there that's
no, but I can't identify which is which. If
well,
I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's there. It's nikar issa, you just don't know which one you're looking
no,
at.
No, that's called eina nika. That's called eina nika. Nika means I can identify. If one tastes salty, and the trefa one is salty, and the kosher ones are not salty, usually it's the reverse. The kosher meat was salted, the trefa meat is not salted. So let's say you got one trefa piece of meat, got mixed in with two kosher pieces of meat, the kosher pieces of meat were salted, and the trefa piece of meat was not salted. So that's nikarisa. Lick, get someone to lick all the three pieces of meat to tell you which one is trefa and which one is kosher. That's nikar. There's an easy way to identify it. But if everything was salted and nothing was salted, you just look at it, you can't tell what's what. So then you have, that's a din of taruvus, of yavish b'yavish, and that's called taruvus. So by Dov HaMamed, we hold like the Shita, Dov HaMamed loy batal is midirabon. We don't accept the Marshal who doesn't go with the whole Dov HaMamed, we pass on Dov HaMamed. We don't accept the Magan Avram B'Shem HaTur, based on his shot in the tour. The whole Dov HaMamed is considered Nikar, he's a midirabon. So that's one way to explain. The Dov HaMamed loy batal midirabon is because it's a form of Nikar, he's. And it's similar to Tam Ki Iker, similar to Chazusa, according to those who hold like that. That's considered the case. Inami Yeshlaim, or one can give another pshat, that's what the Dark Yitzhuva quotes, a fundamental machlek zachrein. No, that the Dov HaMamon is not Nikar Hisa. What kind of Nikar Hisa? You look at the cheese, how can you know whether they were mamed with trefus or with kosher? It's not Nikar. Somehow by hook or by crook, they converted the milk into cheese. I know the cheese started off as milk, and that was converted into cheese. I don't know how. So that's not called Nikar Hisa. It's not considered as if the trefa or kevas nevela is Nikar Hisa. So the other Achaim say it's not a b'chin of Nikar Hisa. It's considered as if, in a certain sense, it's a yotzeh min ha'asa. The whole Hisa is really batlam avutl. The whole thing is batel b'shishim. Ain't in the rest of the time is batel b'shishim. It's not nikaris. But there's a different din. Let's say I have a pig and I milk the pig. So the milk comes out. So the milk is not also because of taruvus. There's no taruvus of the pig mixed into the milk. The yotzim and also is a different din. Or a non-kosher eagle lays an egg. So the egg doesn't have any of the eagle in a taruvus with the egg. The egg is a davar nifra defnei atzma. The eagle flies away and I have the egg sitting over here. There's no taruvus. That's why the Rambam sheet is that there's no malchus on yotze. It's a separate pasuk basayana. You don't say a hadrili surakama. It's not that whatever is yotze min ha'asa is considered as if it's included in the iser and the iser itself. So there's room to say that the chumra of Dov HaMamed loy batal is that midrabbanon I consider the cheese as if it's yotze min ha'asur from the or keves nevela, from the thing that was mamedit. On the level of the Raisa, Yotze min ha'asa means Godel b'Yisa. I had a cow, I had a trefer cow, or I had a min tamei, a behemoth tamei, a min tamei, or I had an oif tamei, or an oif trefer, and it lays an egg, or it gives off milk, or the dam we had a case, a dam from a behemoth trefer is Yotze min ha'asa. So, min ha'Torah, the definition of Yotze min ha'asa is Godel b'Yisa, the thing. The eggs or the milk or whatever it is, the enzyme developed inside the guf of a balchai, that's awesome. There is no, on the level of the Raisa, there is no, the pasuk is basayana, by animals. Godel b'Yisa is by an animal, by balchai. On the level of the Raisa, there ain't no such thing that Dov HaMamed should be yotzeh min ha'asa. But with the Rabbanan, maybe that's the concept involved over here. I think we went through this originally, no, when we were talking. We said there's a din. There's a machlekes hatanoim in psochim, and we pass like Rebbe, the yeshva chetzim a pass. Let's say I have logs of Isuri Hanor. How can you have logs of Isuri Hanor? Logs of Kloy Hakerem. Let's say logs of Kloy Hakerem. So not only Kloy Hakerem, not only the Paris become osir, even the eighth also becomes osir. So let's say I have logs of Kloy Hakerem and I bake bread with these logs. I made a fire and I used the heat in order to bake bread. So there's a machlokes hataran. We paskin, you're not allowed to eat the bread that was baked with the atzei isuri hanor. That's the halacha. Yesh shvach etzim epas. So it's not based on the sinas tam. So what in the world is it based on? Machlokes hataran. The chacham hold that there is no such thing. There's no din. There's no such din as yeshva chetzim epas, and we pass like Rebbe that there is the din of yeshva chetzim epas. So Tosfos says on that Gemara that the whole din of yeshva chetzim epas means that by eating the bread you are indirectly getting hanoah from the atzei isuri hanoah. But so it only applies if the thing is also b'hanoah. If the etzim would only be if you would have a hechetimtza that you burn some food, that's only also b'achila muta b'hanoah. You don't always have to use logs as fuel. You can use other things as fuel as well. So let's say I took some food that's also b'achila mutabano and I burnt it and I used it as the fuel in order to bake bread. So Taisa says there wouldn't be, no one would say yeshva chetzim epas. No one would say the whole din of yeshva chetzim epas. That's how the shach paskins like that Taisa. The whole principle of yeshva chetzim epas means that by eating the bread you are indirectly considered as if you're getting hanoa from the atzei isuri hanoa. That's what motivates the Pnei Yeshua to say on that Gemara in Psochim that he thinks that it's only a din de rabbanon. Holding a Yeshua chetzim it pass, indirectly getting hanoa. Come on, this tachad gram hanoa. Isuri hanoa means here's the thing that tells me I'm not allowed to get hanoa from it. But here, someone baked the bread, and by my, you're going to say I didn't bake the bread. If I would have used the thing, the fuel that tells me not to bake the bread, I did an avera by baking the bread by using it. But let's say someone else baked the bread. So you say, I'm not allowed to eat the bread. By my eating the bread is considered as if I indirectly, pretty indirect. So isn't that only gram hanoah? So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, maybe the whole thing is only with the Rabbanim. The whole Yeshua Chetzim and Pas. The sugya there begins, the beginning of the sugya in Psochim starts off by assuming Yeshua Chetzim and Pas is a din deraisa. What are you going to do with this pasuk? What are you going to do with that pasuk? Once the Gemara answers all the psukim, so the Pnei Yeshua says, you're free to say that Lafia Maskana, the whole institution, the whole concept, of Yeshua Chetzim and Pas is only with the Rabbanim. So Tesu Shita in the Shachin, second Chelik Yerodea, Yeshua Chetzim and Pas is in Hilchus Avodah Zarah. If you bake the bread with logs of Asherah. So the Shachin, the second Chelik Yerodea, Pas comes like the Tesu, the Yeshua Chetzim and Pas only applies if the Eitzim are Atze Yisuri Hanoh. It's a form of indirectly getting Hanoh from Atze Yisuri Hanoh. The Ran on Avodah Zarah does not agree with that Tesis. The Ran quotes Tesis Kash in their Teretz. He says he doesn't see what the Hechach was to say like Tesis. One could have said differently. Tesis' whole Kasha was from a Mishnah that talks about somebody who cooked Hamavashal B'Shabbos, someone who cooked some soup on Shabbos. So there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. To what extent do you make a penalty with the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to eat the soup? I'm not allowed to eat it, lo'oilam, until b'chdei sheyasu. No one's allowed to eat it. The Jew cooked, the Goy cooked, all different, b'shoigik, b'mezid, all different opinions in the Tanoim. Is it a Denisa deraisa, Denisa derabbanon? So Tosfos asks, what do you discuss a whole penalty with the Rabbanon, hamavashal b'shabbos? Is it a penalty with the Rabbanon? Is it a din deraisa? Why don't you say, yeshva chetzim v'tapshil? The logs were mukta. Logs on Shabbos, logs on Yontif. You're allowed to use logs because you're allowed to cook on Yontif. But logs on Shabbos are mukta. So you're not allowed to handle the logs. So why don't you say, Yeshva Chetzim Epas? So the soup that you cooked with the logs became mukta. Just like there's an Issa mukta on the logs. So why don't you say the soup becomes mukta? So Tosfos gives the answer that mukta is mutta bahano. That's what they say. Mukta is mutta bahano. And the whole din of Yeshva Chetzim Epas only applies to Surah Hanor by eating the food. Indirectly getting Hanor from the Atzei Yisuri Hanor, but over here by the Eitzim of Mukta is Mutab Hanor, so the whole issue doesn't apply. So the Ran in Avodah Zarah quotes the Tosfos, and he doesn't see the Hechrech to say like that, because Yesh Vachetzim Mipasom or Yesh Vachetzim Mitapshel Loyom. He says the only thing the Tanaim said, we pass like Rebbe against the Chachamim, the Yesh Vachetzim Mipas, and that Sugim Psochim, and the second parak Psochim. So he says that's only when you bake the bread. You say Yesh Vachetzim Epas when you bake the bread with it. When you cook soup and you eat the soup, Hamavashal B'Shabbos means that he cooked something, he didn't bake a bread. So that has no shaykhis at all to the whole topic of Yesh Vachetzim Epas. So what is the Ran driving at? The Yesh Vachetzim Epas only applies to baking bread, only Bafia Shal Pas, and B'Tapshil Shiniz Bashel, the whole topic doesn't apply. So the Chor Deran means to say that when you have raw dough and you bake it and you make bread out of it and it has a cream as panim, this is like a panim chadoshes bolakat. This is a new form of the maicha. When you have soup and you cook it, you throw in water and I throw in vegetables and I throw in ingredients, it cooks together, blends together. Of course it tastes much better than the cold water and the raw vegetables. I have raw potatoes, I have raw chicken and I cook it, so of course it tastes much better. These foods are not edible when they're raw. But that's not called such a major panim chadoshes. But when you have here, the whole thing has a cream as panim, has a whole different texture to it. Raw dough and baked bread is in ganz different. So the Ran visualizes this as if it's a yotzim in ha'osir. The logs on the bottom are osir, could even be yisuri achila. It doesn't have to be yisuri hanor. What's the din of yotzim in ha'osir osir? Yotzim in ha'osir osir only applies to yisuri hanor, or does it apply to yisuri achila? No, basa yana. The yana is not asa b'ano. We talk about chol of behema tmeo, a chol of treifo, a beitza soif tomeo, a beitza soif treifo. These are not isuri hano. These are all mutabano. So the din of yotze min haaser aser applies even if the iser from which the thing is being yotze is only aser b'achila. It doesn't have to be aser b'hano. That's what the Ran doesn't see a hechrich to say like this. I say the shach paskins like in Yeriday we paskin like this. That the whole vart of yeshva chetzim pas is a way of indirectly getting hano, and it could even be the pnei was right that it's only the rabban. But the Ran, in disagreeing with the Tosis, develops a totally different understanding. He says maybe the whole Yisoid Adin of Yeshua Chetzim Mipas is that we consider it as if it's a Yotzim in Hasa. It wasn't the bread, wasn't Godel Be'isser in the logs. Min HaTorah, it's not going to be Yotzim in Hasa. That's for sure not. Min HaTorah, it's only Godel Be'isser, Beitza Saif Tomei, Cholav Behemet Tmeya, that when it's a Balchai and it's Godel Be'isser. But on the level of the Rabbanon, the Ran can visualize that you should declare the pas a top shall not. You should declare the pas as if this parim chadoshes was a yotzim in ha'osur from the logs that were osur, and the logs don't have to be yisuri hano. It could even be if it's yisuri achil. So along the lines of that Ran, we talk don't accept the Ran, but along the lines of that idea of the Ran, one can interpret, and some of the achrenim say like that over here. If you have a dover hamamid loy botil, is not because it's considered nikah ha'isa. No, they deny it. They say it's not considered nikah ha'isa. They just say it's considered a yotzim in ha'asa. The major nafkamina, this is a big shayla halacha l'maisa. The major nafkamina l'din is sometimes you'll have a dova hamamid, and then it'll cause everything. Let's say it'll convert, have a whole vat full of milk, and I put in an enzyme. And the enzyme converts everything into cheese, and the enzyme remains there. So, however you slice it, however you understand the geder hadin of mamid, the rabbanon, this din, whether you say it's nikar ha'isa and it's not bottle, or you say that it's yotzim anasar, it's going to be awesome. Fine. This parim chadoshes that it has, that it's in a shape of a cheese, before it was in a liquid state, now it's in a stalit state, so this parim chadoshes is considered as if it's yotzim anasar. What will be, I'll make the cheese, and I'll make the davar hamamid, then I will succeed in removing every mashahu of the enzyme that was usher from the whole thing in the end product. And sometimes they do it. Sometimes they remove it chemically. Every single mashahu they remove. The stomach, if you have one particle in 5 million, billion, zillion, that's not even considered mashahu. The Stechemet quotes a few pages of a discussion. How is anyone allowed to drink water in Eretz Yisrael from the Mediterranean on Pesach? Maybe there's a Chinaman on the other side of the world who threw a bagel into the ocean, and all the oceans are connected. And chametz is b'mashehu, so there's not going to be any crumbs in the water that I'm going to drink, but the bli of the tam of the chametz is going to travel around. So all the water in the world, all the water in the oceans should be asa. So mizdam of the Teretz says that there's a limit how far it's called mashehu. But if you have elef, alfi, alafim, ribi, ravavis, toaman, if you have it a billion times, a zillion times, so that's not even called a mashu. When Taisa said on the Gemara, if you use the treg gelele de milcha to remove all of the dam, and then you're just left with the schmaltz, so then it's epshel afridis muta bishari surim. So it doesn't necessarily mean, I don't think it necessarily means you took every single mashu who have dam out. You have such an insignificant amount of dam that they can test, they can tell you it's one particle per 50 billion. So that's also called less than mashu. You reach a point that it's called less than mashu. So over here also could be, you use the trefa thing to, use the trefa ingredient to be mamid something, and after being mamided, then you use a chemical procedure whereby you remove every single particle of the trefa ingredient that you mixed in. Maybe you'll have one particle per billion, zillion, million, whatever, but that's even less than mashu. So if the vart is that is considered nikar ha'iser, nikar ha'iser has to be there. If it's not even there, so you can't say nikar ha'iser. So if you remove the enzyme, then it'll be mutter. That's how rov ha'poskim hold like that. That's how we paskin. The Akut Shubha said that's how we paskin. And the miut, the minority opinion held, no, has nothing to do with the tarubis, and it's considered nikar ha'iser, and therefore it's not botol. No, the vart is that it's a yotzim in ha'aser. You're not allowed to drink the chol behemet tmeya. Even though none of the flesh of the behemet tmeya is mixed in, you're not allowed to eat the beitz of tami. Even though none of the flesh of the oif tami gets mixed into the beitz, the beitz is a dava nifrad oimed bifnei atma, but a yotzim and hasar is asar. That's a yotzim and hasar on the level of the raisa, where it's a balchai and the thing was godel b'isa. Here it's the Yotzim and Osim on the level of the Rabban. So getting back again to the Shach, we have a Shach in Pei Zayin, in Kotel Lamed. The Shach is on the Ramah. The Ramah is talking, you made Basa B'chol of the Rabban, and then you used the Basa B'chol of the Rabban to be mamed all of the milk in the room to convert everything to cheese. So the Shach is the Kash, and Nun does not dover on mamed. So the second answer that the Shach gave in the parentheses, I understand. He says it's only Basa B'chol of the Rabbanon, so it's not even called Chanich, there's no Chanan. It's not called Chanan. It's not Heta Nepach Liyasisu. It's Flesh and it's Milchik, it's Fleshig and Milchik at the same time, but it's not Basa B'chol. I mean, we pass in the Sifir Aleph that there's no Dover Amamid if the thing is Hetera. And here basically everything is Hetera. You're not allowed to eat it because you're eating Fleshig and Milchik at the same time, but there is no Heptza Basa B'chol. The second answer in the Shach I understand. The first answer I don't understand. He says, even if you would have Basa B'chol of Deraisa, you wouldn't apply the principle of Dover Amamid. You have Mamish Basa B'chol, I cook flesh with milk. So there's no din of mamid, because we all know that the thing that does the hamada is the enzyme, and the enzyme is on the surface of the flesh. So I pin the hamada on the flesh. The chalav is not doing the habada. No, but that's the chalav malazai. Whenever you have chaticha nas nevela, you can always be mevatel one without being mevatel the other. So I think maybe what the shach means to say is, if you hold efshel lafrida mutter, the shach had 2 days in simik kufhei. Sivkot Yud Zayin, that long shach. So maybe what he means over here is, you started off with Basa B'chol of Deraisa, but then you have Shishim against the whole thing. Once you have Shishim, it's Kimish, it's not here, it's all bottled. But one of them is a Dover HaMamid. So Dover HaMamid doesn't mean that it's Bien, that everything, one was bottled. Here, the Cholav doesn't do the Hamada, the Basa does the Hamada, the enzyme is Dino Kibasar, because it's tuach al pnei hakeva or hakeva, so I treat it as if the or hakeva is doing the hamad over here. So if you say that dover hamamid loy bottle means that that's not bottle, the other one, so I say okay, the cholov is bottled, but the basar is not bottled. So that's efshelu sochto asa. Once you have basar b'cholov, you mevatel one, you're not mevatel the other. It can't be mevatel one without the other. But if you should say that that's not the vort in Dover HaMamid, not that it's called Nikr HaIsr, it's called Nikr, and therefore it's not bottled. No, Li'olam, the whole thing is bottled. But the vort is that it's a Yotze. So maybe that's what he means to say. You can't say it's a Yotze from the Basa B'chalov. The whole Basa B'chalov is all bottled B'shishim. Even though one of them does Hamada, the whole thing is bottled B'shishim. The din of Mamid is only a vort, that it's a Yotze min HaOsr. So here I know that it's only Yotze from the flesh, from the enzyme. It's not Yotzef in the milk. Maybe that's what he means. I'm not sure. That's the puzzle. The first answer that the Shach gives, what exactly is he driving at? So I thought maybe it's connected with the... Maybe the Biur Hadov is based on the combination of these two ideas. The Shach and Kufay, that there are those who hold the Basa B'chol of Efshel HaFrida Mutter. Maybe hold this is called Efshel HaFrida. It's not the same as Efshel HaSochta. It's not that the Dover HaMamid, that one is not bottled, the other one is bottled. They're both bottled. The Dover HaMamid is also bottled. The whole vart is that it's a Yotze min HaOsr. So over here, once the whole thing is bottled, so there is no Osr over here. And the thing that's Mamid is only the enzyme, the Basar. So maybe that's like Sifir Aleph, that Mamid, with the kosher thing, there's no din of Mamid. Still Shver. That's why the Shach gave another answer in the parentheses.
The Shita Saram, when you say a Fia, we find also by Bishul that sometimes it could change in the Bochal, in the
Zela, in the
Shanet.
Bishul
also could change. Why don't we consider
Bishul
also as a change?
Meaning that Ran, the Ran and Avodah Zara, he makes a distinction between Bishul and Afiyah. Maybe sometimes Bishul will also be Parim Chadash, but usually the Bishul just makes the food Roi Lachilo. Afiyah makes it afiyah on bread, makes a panim chadosh, makes a cream as panim, and everything is different. Afiyah on flesh is not. Afiyah on flesh will not be panim chadosh as bulk. Afiyah on bread is a panim chadosh. Anyway, that's the problematic shach and sifkot and lamin. What was the first answer? The second answer we understand. First answer is problematic. Okay. Yeah, Lamed Aleph is where the Shach disagrees with the Levush. He often disagrees with the Levush. says that the Levush, he claims that the Levush misunderstood the Beis Yosef. The Levush says that the reason why it's Mutar Avihav is because it's a Not Barnat. So he says, not a Not Barnat. It's Not Barnat, but the Tam Sheni is directly going into the Yisur. It's making the Yisur. It doesn't qualify for Not Barnat. All the Beis Yosef meant to say was just like that Tushta LaMashal. Just like Barnat, there's no Tam. Over here also it's Mutar. Why is it really Mutar? So the Shach gives him one line, but he writes it, doesn't write it so well. He writes it poorly. So the Vilna Gaon writes it better than the Shach. The first line of Chav Zayin, he says, when you have a tam of chaz that gets nivla into the walls of the pot, you don't say just like the walls of the pot are inedible, so the tam of the chaz that gets nivla into the walls becomes inedible. No, only if it sits there for chav talat shoyis. Then the chaz is hak there, it works on the tam and makes it nice and tam lev gam. But over here, if tam of basa becomes nivel into perish, so the tam of the basa becomes perish. And that's why the Ramo says that the b'dievet it'll be muta because it becomes perish. Then the shach lamed beis we did yesterday. Okay, he tells you sometimes this topic that we discuss in sif tes and sif yud, the cholub she b'keva, when is it perish b'yama, when is it not? So here the topic under discussion is a topic the rabbanon. The whole topic is only basa b'cholud rabbanon. The Shach quotes from the Bach that sometimes you'll be dealing with an issue deraisa kegoin. If you have a ksheirish yonka min atreifa, a kef was drinking milk from an animal that's a treifa. So the chol of treifa is osam in atera. The osam in osar is osar. So what about the chol of shebetech hakeva of the vlad that was drinking from the mother? So it'll reach a point that it'll become pirsha b'yama. At that time it'll be mutter. That's nevelas rucha. Nevelas shenivs machilas adam is mutter. Machlokes Hatanoim, and that's how he paskin in Avodah Zarah and Dav Samaches. We did that Gemara. Avodah Zarah, Dav Samaches, based on the pasuk in Chumash Dvarim that says, "You're not allowed to eat nevela lager shabeshechet tenara b'achol amachol anochis." Reb Shimon Darshins, "Nevela haruy lager kruy nevela, nevela shuini lager, ain't a kruy lager, nevela shuini ruy lager, ain't a kruy nevela." It's not roy lachilas Sodom, so they can't have an isa macholas asir. The other Tana disagrees with Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah, I think. And Avodah Zarah. The other Tana disagrees and says that's only if it's Srucha Meikara. If when the animal drops dead and the Isa Nevela Schal Milchatchila, so the animal was so sickly while it was alive, when it dies, so the Isa Nevela can't be Chal on flesh that's Saruach Meikara. It can't be Chal. But once the Isa Nevela was Chal on regular meat and you leave it out of the refrigerator for a month and it becomes so rotten, so spoiled, so the other Tana disagrees. He says, "Kol's man in the stand nifs machilas akelav, it still retains shame oichel, and it'll still be asim achilah." We don't pass like that. Reb Shimon holds tzricha meikar lo tzricha miyuta. That's on samaches and al. Afra bialmahu. If when the animal dies, the flesh of the animal was so sickly while it's alive, and when the moment that it dies, you want the yisin nevela to be chal on the flesh of the animal, the whole thing is nifs machilas adam. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that that's muta. That's as far as pshuto. How can you declare it as macholas asur? It's not roi lachilos adam. Roi lachilos hakelev doesn't help. Let's say mekabel tumazayin. There are only four categories of things in the whole wide world that are mekabel tumazayin. Yavod, mekelem, ochlem, amashkim. Ochlem, amashkim is only if it's ochlem, amashkim that's roi lachilos adam. Roi lachilos behema is not called ochlem, amashkim. It's not mekabel tumah. By mukta, the Gemara has a laws of mukta, a pattern after, but not identical with, pattern after the dinam of kabbalas tumah. So the four categories that are not mukta are rada mekele mochlem amashkin, but it's not 100% correspondence. By mukta we say if the thing is meichel behema, so it's already ochlem amashkin. It's not going to be mukta. It doesn't have to be dafka meichel or. Same thing kelim. There are kelim that are not makabel tuma, and for hilchas mukta still called a kli. A lot of kelim like that. So that's Reb Shimon. We pass like Reb Shimon. Machleik is Reb Shimon, and I think it's also Reb Yudah. Rameir, Chalek Zameir Reb Shimon, Asamach Zainam Beis. So we paskin usually when Rameir argues with another Tana, usually he loses. We usually paskin against Rameir. So here we paskin like Reb Shimon against Rameir. That if it would be Srucha Meikara, if when the animal dies and you're talking about the Issa Nevela Chal, the moment of death, Srucha Meikara La Tzricha Miyuta. Afra Bialmahu, I don't need a pasuk to say that the Issa Nevela is not Chal. So when do I need a pasuk to say, that goes if the isa nevela was chal at the time of death, and then I left the flesh out of the refrigerator for a month, and it became rotten and became spoiled. So that's still mutter. That's how he passed on the still mutter. So that's what the Shach says in Lamed Beis, that this topic that we're discussing here, when does the Cholov Shebekeva convert to become Pirsha? Solal is already Pirsha, or only Korosh, or even Korosh is not called Pirsha. The three different Shitas in the Rishayim. So this is relevant both to Dinim de Rabbonon, but again to Bas B'Cholov, the maximum it could be is only the Rabbonon, and it's relevant to Dinim de Reis. If you have a Ksherish Yonka Min HaTreifa, so the Cholov inside the belly of the Kiev is also minatar because it drank it from a trefer, from a behemoth tmeya. So you're dealing with an issue deraisa. So the whole topic discussed over here, at what point does it convert to become pure shibiyama, will be relevant on the level of deraisa as well. Then the Ramah has another kula. The Ramah, the end of Sif Yud, has another kula. That or hakeva lefami mochem osam yabshim oso. Sometimes you have or hakeva, you salt it and you dry it out until it becomes kosher case, nasa case. It's like a wood, and it doesn't have any time at all. But mimalam oso cholov is mutter. Why? Because once it's nasa kosher case, so it doesn't have any lachluchas baser anymore, and it's ois meichel. It's no longer considered meichel. So this is only. This is only if it's Or HaKeva. If you have other, the Prima Godim writes on the Shach Lamed Gimel. He writes a few restrictions. If you're going to warm it up later on, then it will be nice and top. It's talking, everything is B'tzena. Nothing, you're not using anything B'chamin. And then he says, number two, if it's going to be Nachamo. It's going to be kovishka mevushal, he thinks there's also going to be a problem. Just like mevushal is a problem, because it's going to be merakachit, so he says kovish chof dalet shoes also. The only thing we make over here is if it's kovish less than dalet shoes, maliach, then you make it. Then there's room to be made. 6 minutes of Bliya, day 6 minutes, that not. Okay. Sivkot and Lama Dala, just the Shach writes the historical point of interest, that later on there's going to be a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch between the Mechaba and the Ramah. Medina de Gemara, it says that if you have a little chazer schmaltz fell into a pot of soup, so you give this to a kfeilo aramor, to a non-Jewish chef, and you ask him, does he have, can he discern the flavor? Can he taste the flavor of the chazer schmaltz? So, Mikra Adin, Medina de Gemara, for some reason or another, the Erecho Dama Bisurim is only if it's a Jewish person who keeps kosher. If he's not a Jewish person, doesn't have to keep kosher. If he is a Jewish person who doesn't keep kashrus, even though he keeps Taras HaMishpach, he keeps Shatz, but he doesn't keep kashrus, so the Mishnah says, Mechares and Daf Chavtes, HaChoshel Al Adav Al Adar Av Lamirah. If a person violates a certain area of halacha, you cannot rely on him that he should have namana say dechanem and be surim. He's an honest person. He doesn't keep kosher, but he's an honest person. Or this woman doesn't keep taras hamishpach, but she's an honest woman and she's in charge of the mikveh. So the Mishnah says, honest hein honest bar. If the woman doesn't observe taras hamishpach, so you can't rely on her to tell you that the mikveh had a hashaka, that it's a kosher mikveh. And if this person doesn't keep kosher, even though they're very honest, even though they keep other mitzvahs, then the more important, less important, doesn't make a difference. But if the person doesn't observe this din, so the person doesn't have nemanis on this din. And Nachri is not mechuyev to observe it, so for sure doesn't have nemanis. So Nachri normally doesn't have nemanis. Eidechon HaMisum doesn't apply to Nachri, because like HaChosher Al HaDov Al HaDod Al HaMeidah. So nonetheless, the Gemara says in Chulin, the Gemara says you should give this soup to a kfeila aramor, to a non-Jewish chef, and if he says that he doesn't taste the flavor of Isser in it, so you have namon. So it's a whole discussion there, the Shach and the Taz. What kind of a din is that? That's on the first page in Simen Tzadik Ches. The Shach and the Taz both discuss it. What kind of aloha is that? So some say that the reason why the Nochri has namonis is because it's a Nochri Mesiach Lefi Tumai. A Nochri Mesiach Lefi Tumai has namonis. Where do you have such a din? A Nochri Mesiach Lefi Tumai has namonis. The Gemara says by Aguna. if the Ed Echod, a Nochri is going to say that so-and-so died, Saif is going to say the man was married and he died and his wife is allowed to remarry. So that's not Mitzich L'Fituma. He knows the relevance of the story. But if he tells a whole long story, B'kisha Dvar Macherim, he tells a whole different story. If he only says this, then we're afraid it's not Mitzich L'Fituma. He tells the whole story. He was in the army and this and that and the other thing. Whoa, and this guy got killed and the other survived. And it's part of a long story. So then there's a din that Mitzich L'Fituma is named. So that's a shadow. The Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama, that Nochem Mitzich L'Fituma is named, that's a special Kula Mishum Iguna Kila Be'er Rabbanon. It doesn't apply anywhere else. So that's a shadow. How can you say over here that Mi'ikar Adin, the Nochri has no money? It's because Mitzich L'Fituma. The Gemara says only a Kula Mishum Iguna Kila Be'er Rabbanon. Yeah, that's the Gemara. The Shach quotes the Gemara there. And Tzadik Ches of cut and base. It's the Gemara in Bava Kama, the end of Bava Kama, Kufyu Dalet. Bava Kama ends on the Kufyu Tes. So that's almost the end of Bava Kama, Kufyu Dalet. Einach Mesech Lefitum and Nema be Issa Dereis, Ela be Edisisha Bilvad. He's not Neman on Dinam Dereis. Yeah. So Hakam over here, Hakam over here, Mesech Lefitum is Nema. So the Taz wants to say that that Gemara in the end of Bava Kama that says that Noch Mesech Lefitum is only Nema by Edisisha, he's not Nema by anything else, any other Din Dereis. That's only when the Mikra Din, you need two Kosher Aedim. So Nochri is not kosher leidus, but an Eidechad Nami Misum Eidechad is good. Any Hochacha is good. So Noch Mishrich of Hitum is also good Hochach. That's how the Taz wants to say. And that's very questionable whether that's correct. That Mikar Adin Eidechad Nochri Mishrich of Hitum will be Nama by Adin Deraisa by Yisurim. Because Mikar Adin, you don't need two kosher Eidim. As a Shaila, even as a Nochri Neman on Adin Derabonon, is a Nochri Neman on Adin Derabonon in the case of Mishrich of Hitum. Forget about Adin Deraisa. Din de Raisa for sure we don't accept the Taz. Din de Rabbanon we don't even it's questionable whether Nochri is named by Mesech Lefituma. That's one of the shailas that the Orzarua sent to the Tosis Rid. Orzarua lived in Vienna. Rabbeinu Yitzchak me Vienna, and he sent the Tosis Rid lived in Italy. So he sent a long letter with 14 shailas, and then he prints all of his shailas, and he sends you the letter that he sent back, and some of the answers he didn't accept. The Tosis Rid is Mekel, so he says, that's what he said, but I can't accept it. So why did he ask him in the first place that question? But he submitted all the questions, and the Tosis Rid says, it's humility on your part that you ask me the questions, you know how to paskin on your own, but if you ask my opinion, so I'll give you my. He gives his opinion, he doesn't follow him. He's still machma on one of them, and Hilchas Nida, he's still machma. So one of the shailas that he asked is, whether Noch Mesech Lefitum is Neman on a Din der Rabbanon. So the Tosis Rid says, what are you talking about? And he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, "Ashapiyav diba shavi miminim imin shoker." How can you rely on a nachri even on a din de rabbanon? Ashapiyav diba shavi. There used to be a professor here in the college. He didn't know that that was a pasuk in Tehillim. He thought that Tosis Rid was saying that the Arzuru is a moron. Ashapiyav diba shavi miminim imin shoker. So this professor taught Jewish history. He used to say that the Arzuru was not a learned person. He printed in his sefer the letter that the Tosis Rid said about him. He thought that he was talking about him. Ashapim, that was talking about Nochrim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. And Nochrim doesn't have no money. So that's in the beginning of Tzadik Ches, you have such a discussion. Why is the Nochrim Mesech Lefitum and Emma? So the Shach says because an Umar lo marum nasi. That's a Ruba Dalesa command. Only a Nochri Kfela Arama. Kfela means a chef. He doesn't want to lose his good reputation as an expert chef. Stam to ask a Nochri who's not a Kfeilo, so the Shach holds it wouldn't have Namonis. It's Dafke, if he's a Kfeilo Aramo, so he has a Chazok, a Ruba de Leisa Kamon, that Chazok Umalom Aram Nasa. So I call upon him, whatever the explanation is, whether you hold like the Taz, you hold like the Shach, the Taz says the reason because Erechot, a Nochri Mistich Lefetuma is Naman even by a Din Daraisa. When the Gemara says he's not Nema by Din Deraisa, that's by Mominus, that's by Dovish Abieva, what Mikra Din, you need two Eidim. So Mishum Iguna, Kile Berabonon, even though he's a Nochri, even though he's Eid Echot. But whenever Eid Echot, Nema Bisurim is good, so Noch Mesilich Vatum is also good, it's a good Hochoch. And the Shach doesn't agree. The Shach says the reason why the Kvela Armoz Mutter is Dafke, not Mesilich Vatum. Dafke, if he knows that we're relying on him, he knows that it's important. According to the Taz, has to be, he doesn't realize that relying on it. It has to be Mesech Lefituma. According to the Shach, it's Bedavke Faker. He's a Kfeilo, and he knows his reputation is online over here. We're asking him, in your expert opinion, does this have a Tam of Chazashmaltz in it? he's going to say no, we're going to drink it. We're going to say he does have, so he's going to lose his job as a kfeila. So whatever it is, mikir adin, the kfeila Ramo has no money. The Ramo writes there in the end of Sifal, Tzadik Ches Sifal, we don't rely on Kfeir al Ramo. We don't rely on that. So the Shach just, and then we'll have to learn over there. The Prima Gadim points out there are two ways to read the Ramo. Is it because he's an Ochri? That's why. If it'll be a Kfeila, let's say it'll be a Jewish Kfeila. It'll be a Jewish Kfeila. And he's telling us, and he's a religious person. And we have soup, and we don't know if it has a Tam of Cholov in it. So milk fell in, we don't know if it has Tam Cholov. So an expert is going to taste it and it has no tam cholov. So then the Ramo would be maskim that you are mekel, only a nochri kfeila you don't rely. Or the Ramo meant to say, no, we hold that you always need shishim. So that's a little unclear. That's a discussion in the Prima Gadim over there. What's the chumras of Ramo? So here, the Shach points out in the end of Pei Zayin, so Kotan Lama Dalet, Shach points out that the Mechaber and the Ramo, this is a subtle comment that he has. Each one uses a lashon lefi shitosoi. The Ramo here in the end of Yuda, in the end of Sif Yudal, the end of Pezayin, only talks about bottle b'shishim. Never mentions a possibility of nisina stam, because he holds we don't rely on kfeil aramo. So you can never have anybody taste it. A Jew can't taste it. Maybe it's basa b'cholof. So the only one who can taste it is the goy. The Ramo doesn't rely. But the Mechaber talks about, does it have tambosa, does it not have tambosa? Who's going to know if it has tambosa? Rely on kfeil or amos. So the Mechaber goes, l'shitosai, that he says in Tzadik Ches, we still follow Dina de Gemara, you can rely on kfeil or amos. So he writes over here, l'shitosai, you see if it hasn't seen his time. The Ramo holds up his man and says, we don't rely on kfeil or amos. So that's the way the Ramo just talks about shish. But that's the Shach in Lamed Dalet. Yeah, the Shach in Lamed Vav says the same as the Taz over here. Shach Lamavav says the same as it has. The Ramo says that the din of Dov HaMamed Loi Batul, the Rabban of this din, is only if the Iser is Mamed all by itself. What if you have an Iser and a Heter enzyme, they're both contributing to make a Hamada? You have an enzyme of Iser and an enzyme of Heter, you mix them together, they both do the Hamada. So then the Ramo says, that's the din of Zeviz Agar Mizmut. So the Taz and the Shach both claim, they both say it's not 100% clear in the Rishonim that they all say like that, but they think that should be the halacha. That's what we assume. That this is only so if the Iser enzyme didn't have the ability to be mamet all by itself. But if I have so much Iser enzyme that it could have done the Hamada trick by itself, except that I also happen to have a lot of Heter enzyme. So even if the Iser enzyme wouldn't have been there, or wouldn't have been there to this degree, the Heter would have been able to do the Hamada, but self, there was enough Iser enzyme to make the Hamada. So the Shach and the Taz both say that's not called Zeviz Agarm. Zeviz Agarm is only if the Iser component by itself could not do the trick. And that's how we accept La Loch. It's only called Zeviz Agarm under such conditions. Yeah, what's Simon Peches? You're not allowed, it's a Mishnah, you're not allowed to have two people eat fleshiks and milchiks on the table at the same time, because I may, in the middle of my meal, I may start nibbling off of what you have. Yeah, what if one of them is a nachri? He's eating a ham sandwich. He's eating shrimp. Also, there's such a din. So the Shach says, no. The Shach Bey says, he quotes the Ran. No, the din only applies if it's heter. He's eating kosher food, but I'm eating flesh. He's eating milchiks. So then you have exera de rabbon. But if someone has mamash treifis, it doesn't apply. Then the Shach gets stuck. There's enough in the Gemara Chula in the first daf in Kol HaBasar, where the Gemara talks about shlo l'halos al ha-shulchan, talks about chalos chutzlo, is mamash treif. For a non-coin, it's mamash treif, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Shach finally kvetches his eyes. You have to say, lechem shayni, ala lechem yichi ha'odam, lechem shayni. Just like they made a special gzera by Pasakim, because ala lechem yichi ha'odam, Pasuk says, la ala lechem levado yichi ha'odam. But the Rishonim paraphrase it, ala lechem yichi ha'odam, that was the main part of the meal. So lechem shayni, so he says, if the Nochri is eating ham, I can eat on the same table. But if the Nochri is eating tray for bread, I'm not allowed to eat at the same table, because I may, by mistake, eat his bread. Unless he has a ham sandwich. The only bread he has is the bread with the lobster with the ham. So, of course, I'm not going to eat it. But if he has a loaf of bread there that's tray, so since alalech michi yodam, that's the punchline. That's the last line in the Shach base. Lefizeh, osa lahalas lechem shalis alashon, kadav shalasa b'basa b'chol, alechem, lechem he has to be masked. Then it says Kotan Dalet, he disagrees with the Marshal. A lot of people used to use the Marshal. The Psak Halacha, he disagrees. What if the two people are eating flakes of milk? They don't get along with each other. They don't talk to each other. So the Shulchan Aruch understood in the Gemara that it's Aser. So the Marshal Paskin is not. So he says you shouldn't follow the Marshal. You should follow the way the Shulchan Aruch understood. The Loka Marshal. Okay, we better stop here.
I mean, Pesach to eat near a guy that's in the comments.